I'm sitting outside in the field. I have a nice fire going near the barn. Just me sitting here staring at the embers as they try to decide whether to stay awake or go to sleep. Some more than others. I love that feeling you get when you're listening and you hear, like, maybe a bird you might recognize or a bunny that might be in the bushes. I saw a bunny earlier today. She or he, you know, they were in a pile of sticks, so cute, probably about the size of like a small kitten. And of course, like, the bunny was not wanting to let me cuddle it. I'm well aware that a bunny would not want that for me. I've read enough Watership Down to know that I need to stay away from that bunny. Or maybe, I suppose, it would be less that and more like Peter Rabbit. That's like a little less gloomy, but I kind of prefer the Watership Down. I went over to my garden and I picked a couple pieces of cabbage that had a little brown around the edges that I probably wouldn't take inside. And I walked slowly over to the pile and I saw the little bunny sitting there, scared. And I reached my hand in there with the cabbage and she kind of scooched away, or they scooched away. And I'd like to think that she went back later. And she thought, oh, thank you. Because I have often been told that I am, I don't know, Cinderella, like one of the Disney princesses where animals just kind of come up to her a lot. I mean, ostensibly it could be Snow White, but I'm not Snow White in so many other ways, so it's probably like Cinderella, because like she's been downtrodden a little bit and she's strong for it, so I'm more like the Cinderella vibe. Plus I want to have like fat mice that love me, so I'm gonna go with Cinderella. So yeah, that's, you hear a bird you might know, you see a little bunny. The other day I came upon a huge hole in the ground and I was like, what is that moving? I thought first it might have been a snake. I don't really like snakes. I kind of always scream when I see one. Not that I'm really scared, I don't like the surprise. I don't have anything against you, snake. Can you just announce yourself? Thank you. But out of this hole came, I was like, what is that? It was a snapping turtle, a baby, which I'd never seen one before, and I knew it was a snapping turtle because upon closer inspection, you can kind of tell because they have just different kind of tails and different kind of face. Yes, I can tell a snapping turtle from a regular one by just looking. This is my life. But there were like 60 of them. 60. They just kept coming out. And so I kept putting them in a bucket, just not water, just a bucket to like move them, a dry bucket. And I moved them to a property a couple houses down that has a pond. And just some more of like a pond outside of it that sometimes local fishers might go there. Not that I put them in the pond either. I know it's, you know, but I put them over there. I thought they'd have a better shot than in my house. So, snapping turtles, a bunny, lots of birds. And then the other day, the cutest thing I've ever seen was this little mole, which I later found out was actually not called a mole, but called something else. What is it? It'll come to me right after I finish, but a mole-looking creature. That little guy was no bigger than if I had cupped my palm, and he was perfectly content to lay right in it, because he was, I think they're blind, it's a shrew. This little shrew, he couldn't really see, and you could tell it was a little cold, and I did wash my hands thoroughly after, so just, you know, in case any of you are thinking, oh, Army, don't touch the shrew, we're okay. I was very careful. But it was so soft and so so beautiful. I couldn't, like, you just see, sometimes you see something like a small animal or a sunset the certain way, or even just the way the light falls on a certain tree, and you're like, wow, like, I'm part of this, and it's so beautiful. I mean, how could I not think that right now as I'm sitting by this fire? Like, I'm part of this fire. Like, I have fire in me. Some days it's a little lower, where I might need a little stirring. Let me stir this. Try not to be clumsy about it. I'll stir the embers. Beautiful. I can't even describe. It looks like planets exploding. Like the neurons going off in someone's mind when they've first fallen in love. So pretty. It's just a lovely night. And I'm glad you're here with me. You're perfect as you are. And if anyone tells you're not, sorry, if anyone tells you that you're not perfect, just ignore them. You don't need that energy in your life. You're wonderful. You're like this fire. You burn brightly. Just sit here with me for a second. You're loved.